I'd like to call this evening's county board meeting to order for March 6, 2018 at 6 p.m. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulik, here. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
I'm here, Debbie.
Great. You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, are there any additions or corrections to last month's minutes? Otherwise, may I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Davidson, seconded by Prochaska. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Minutes are approved. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Davidson. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Well, let's have a stronger eye next
time.
Thank you. Correspondence and communications, county clerk.
Get out and early vote. Make it worth our while.
How's it right now?
It's very slow.
Is it more than 20 now?
Yeah, it's more than 20.
140, ain't it?
No, it's a little bit more than that. About 200 in Oswego, but we've been open for a little while, so hoping it picks up.
Thank you. Is there any special, Mr.
Question?
Purcell.
Of the clerk?
You can vote one.
You can only vote once.
Well, thank you. Okay, that was it.
What's more valid?
What are your expectations for turnout? You always have a prediction. What are you predicting?
Prediction night.
Wait, wait.
22%?
I would say under 20.
Under 20? You're not getting a lot of positive vibes, huh?
No.
I hear the county board race is excellent, though.
Is
That's
it?
What I hear,
okay.
Yes. I'm not up. I'm not
thank
campaigning.
You, thank you, Tony.
I'm sure. I'm sure now that I've said something, it'll get better.
Yeah, they just have to prove you wrong.
That's right.
That's right.
Prove me wrong.
Special recognition. Thank you. Is there any citizens to be heard on behalf of County Board business this evening? I can show there's no one. Any need for executive session this time? Old business. We have a motion to approve South Solar Field Option A, 7.4 acres, or Option B, 7.1 acres.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Kulik.
Wait a minute. We need a motion to. I rise to point
of order.
Oh,
one or the other?
I'd like to move to approve the South Solar Field Option A, please.
Are you
second.
Withdrawing your initial motion?
Sure.
Thank you. Motion made. Withdraw the second.
I made the motion. She's withdrawing second.
Thank you. But first and second are withdrawn. Motion and second are withdrawn. New motion made by Member Kellogg. Could you repeat your motion?
I'd move to approve the South Solar Field Option A, 7.4 acres.
Option A.
Second.
Second.
Motion seconded by Hendricks. Discussion? Does anyone, Mr. Purcell? Would you like to take us through this?
Why the two options and why are we picking seven?
Yeah, that was what I was hoping. One of the, Mr. Keppel?
Chris can help out as well. The reason why there's two options, we had the survey done for both sizes for the South Field. The initial ones that were shown to the board at Committee of the Whole and previously were closer to a 7.1 acre field. The recommendation from Chris Childers at Progressive Energy was to do a 7.4 acre field. We got that in discussions with Green. The point of having it a little bit bigger is we want to get as close as possible to ensuring that we can get the 2 megawatt field, produce as much power as we can, save as much money as we can. I don't know if Chris has anything additional to add, but that's where.
Are these the options behind me?
Yes, the one, there's option A and option B. Up there, as you can see, there's not
option
a whole
a
lot of difference
lot. Yeah.
In the size, and we also one of the concerns was the distance between the sheriff's office and the field, so we had that drawn in with a number of feet between them. That's also on the map.
Right. So will this give us the estimated $160,000 a year? Will this allow us to capture those dollars?
That's the goal, is that to get that field that size, the 2 megawatts, the closest it is to 2 megawatts, which is the maximum size they can build, is the best chance we have of getting the highest savings.
So okay, let me ask again, when we discussed this at the prior meetings, we were looking at $160,000 a year. Does this get us that amount?
Yes, that's the goal. I can talk a little bit more about with the other contract, with the size of the field exactly and the amount of savings, but if we if they get the near 2 megawatt field, and Chris, if you can add to
that. Yeah, Scott, when you say that's the goal, I think that hangs up Mr. Purcell a little bit. So
absolutely.
If you could explain how there is a floor and a ceiling, so, you know, I don't know who the right one is to talk about that, but
thank you. Chris Childress, Progressive Energy Group. So the idea is that, to answer your question, yes, they'll get us the $162,000 savings. The reason why we're requesting the additional is immediately after this, we're going to go over to the city of Yorkville for an ordinance change, you know, to get permits to be able to build on this field. We don't know how they're going to set us back, push us around, what sort of easements they want. What we didn't want to have happen is we get in the middle of that and have to come back then to the board to get another, you know, acre or half acre.
Sure.
So that's why we're saying the 7.4.
So this would attain what we've discussed before.
That's correct.
Okay. That's the goal, is what I've been told.
Well, and that's not didn't answer the question that I was, I guess, asking.
Okay. And yeah, I can get into that a little bit, Scott. So in the contract, the first initial contract, there was no floor for the size of the field. There was a maximum of 2 megawatts that's the biggest the field could be. So it was brought to our attention from the state's attorney's office that there should be a minimum size of the field because the savings that are generated come from the size of the field. So the more power we can buy at a lower cost than ComEd sells it, obviously the more savings we have. So the latest contract revision says that the minimum size of the field, if it's not at least 1.5 megawatt field after the engineering is done, the county has the option to exit the contract because the savings would be significantly lower as the field gets smaller. So that was added in. And that's what I meant by the goal, because obviously we don't know the true savings until the engineering is done and the field is built.
Thank you. Mrs. Gilmore.
Do either of those two options interfere with, in the future, if there was that extension of Beecher Road? Does anybody know?
They do not. It's drawn. You can kind of see the line that's drawn in there for Beecher Road.
It just looks really close, but it isn't a problem?
That's where the line is, where the easements where that was checked. I know Jim was involved in that. So
the right of way is like right here?
Yep, we made sure that we're not in the right of ways. And
that drawing reflects the easements.
And that drawing does reflect the easements. You can see the kind of weird in the upper left hand corner that kind of butts out. It's like that. I believe it's for be like for traffic signals or something.
Okay.
So we did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
pretty slick.
Mr. Davidson?
We were seriously looking at the addition to the jail and possibly parking. The last addition that was put on was approximately 176 feet, and as everybody sees, we're well over 260 feet. So there's plenty of room for an addition to the jail. And the oversizing of the site is approximately 30 feet, according to the surveyor. So it's going to be 30 foot wider is basically the difference.
Ms. Hendricks?
I just wanted to mention that we had a bit of a discussion on this in committee, and we're comfortable coming out with the 7.4 plan.
Thank you. Mr. Prochaska, did I see your hand? Oh, okay. Is there any other questions on this? All right.
So I guess
Mr.
maybe
Purcell.
Ask one other question, sorry. So when we say solar field option A, what are we approving?
Just the size of the field. Just the size of the field.
If I may.
You may.
Probably help.
Ms. Johnson.
Yes,
thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, because that it doesn't say a lot. Proving it for what?
What it was is that it came to us for review, and there was no legal description or anything. And there were images that the board had looked at for the location of the field. So what we had was a picture.
Is this essentially defining what that is?
Yeah, it's basically defining.
Okay.
I mean, we had the survey done of both options. So we needed direction from the board as to which option, the option that you guys had discussed before or the slightly larger field, which is at the bottom of the picture there. And so once you guys make that decision as to which of these two options you go with, we can attach the legal description for whichever option you select, and then you can go with it from there. Jim, do you really have to do another picture? It's distracting. Sorry.
Scott, you have a couple of the contracts that you brought with
I do. If anybody'd like to see that, they were emailed out to the board earlier today. I have both the contracts coming up, the PPA, and the land lease. If anybody would like to see a paper copy, they're quite long, and I didn't want to kill too many.
Right, and they've all been emailed multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hold it up so I can say it. So,
Mr. Purcell.
So. Does this option A include anything north of the road there, or just that southwestern?
All that you're voting on tonight
is that big square?
This section
it's not
here.
Really square.
This is over the health department. That's not up for consideration tonight. It's just this. So you're deciding between this square or this square.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, it does. I can figure out blocks a little bit.
And the motion is for
the bigger block or the little block?
That's right.
Roll call.
Yeah, 5% difference.
Really. Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
All right. So in light of that, item C is
no
not
pun intended
necessary? Maybe it was.
What you would go on next is item B, which is your solar field option A.
All right, may I have a motion to approve ordinance approving lease exceeding 2 years for South Solar Field Option A?
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks. Discussion on this. Mr. Keppel, do you want to?
So you have to have this ordinance if there's a lease of land from 2 years to 99 years, because the statute says, and Leslie can get a lot better into that than I can, but it says that you're voting for this is saying that this is the best use of that land, or you don't have another use for that land, so you're leasing it for this purpose.
Thank you. Mr. Purcell.
And just to follow up on conversations we've had or discussions at previous meetings, may I ask Chris some questions, please?
You may.
Thanks,
Mr. Childress.
So, Chris, the cost to the county to do this project is what?
Zero.
Okay, and the estimated savings to the county is what?
$162,000 a year.
For 25 years?
That's correct, around $4 million over the term.
Okay, and
minimum.
At the end of the 25 years, what options does the county have?
The county has the option of purchasing the field. The county has the option of renegotiating an extended lease with the people operating the field, with Green. Or the county has the option of having them take the field out.
At their expense?
At their expense.
So the county could go through the 25 years, save $4 million, and not have any expense?
That's correct.
What about maintenance?
Maintenance is conducted by Green.
Okay. And what if, and we discussed this, but in the worst case scenario, Green goes away, something nasty happens, and we've got to tear the solar field out. In today's dollars, what's your best estimate what that would cost?
About $60,000.
So we could have...
Without the cost of any renewables, you know, any dollars they would get for
recycling. So we could have that, if that's even a cost, we could have that paid for in 3-4 months, something like that, 5 months.
Correct.
And if this is approved, what is the process before, A, we know if the state or whoever grants the money, and B, when would we be able to start to see savings?
Well, the process is immediately after this, engineering drawings will commence to submit to the city of Yorkville to get a permit to be able to build on the field. That process we're hoping to hit is March 23rd. That's why the timing is part of the reason why the timing is essential. If we miss March 23rd, then it wouldn't be till April. That's a 2-month process, according to them. We met with them a few days ago. So just to get the zoning or the variance is about a two-month process. After that time, all the paperwork will be submitted to the Illinois Power Authority as we talked about, the Illinois Power Authority on April 3rd through the Illinois Commerce Commission will vote to approve this program and hire an administrator to put together an application for the program. We think that application will be very similar to past applications. So the answer is that they'll fill out the application. We believe the solar field can be probably at the end of the fourth quarter or beginning of 2019 operational.
And we'd start saving money instantaneously?
That's correct.
And how would we see that in our monthly bill?
You'd see a lower ComEd bill. You'd see a lower supplier bill. That's where you'd see that savings.
So we could see that a year from now.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. One reminder on this, you all have a copy of the lease sitting in front of you, and the last line requires or shows that a three-quarters vote is needed to pass a lease exceeding 2 years. The 55 ILCS 55-1049.2 is the statute that is under. Any other questions on this? Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
All ayes. Item C is no longer needed because that relates to option B.
Sweet.
May I have a motion to approve the 25-year power purchase agreement with GRNE Solar to construct a megawatt, thank you, AC solar field and sell the power to Kendall County at a rate not to exceed 0.0285 cents per kilowatt in year one with a 0.9% increase per year.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Flowers. Discussion on this. Mr. Keppel, do you want to...
So the first one that's up for approval is the power purchase agreement. That's the purchasing of the power from Green. They're going to set up the solar field, and then it's part of this, and then you purchase the power from it. Generally, from what Chris has told me, our average price from ComEd is about 8 cents. This will give us a 2.85 cent cost for power, so we obviously want to buy as much as possible from Green. It's much, much cheaper for us. And that's where those savings are coming from, is buying cheaper power, and it's also reducing our load on ComEd. That's what this agreement allows us for it, and then what Green gets out of it is the 25-year lease, which is the second item the next item that's up for vote.
Thank you. Ms. Gilmer?
Scott, maybe you can answer this about the guarantee of the $162,000 a year.
Yeah,
how does that guarantee work?
So it's not guaranteed. That's the estimated savings. It could actually be better than that, but that's the number that when Chris and his group crunched the numbers, that's what they came up with, and it has to do with if the more hot days we have with a high peak where ComEd would charge a lot of extra money, we would then go down because we'd use a solar field. That's the best day for a solar field to operate, so we can buy that cheap power at that guaranteed low rate that we get. The guarantee is in how much we pay per kilowatt hour from Green. It's not necessarily the savings. The savings will do better in years that are much hotter. We could have years where the solar panels don't operate as great, but there's also some guarantees in the contract that it'll perform at least 85% of what the software and the engineering says that the field should perform at.
And then if it does not?
Then that, I believe that we get credited back towards our next bill if it's not performing at that 85% rate like it's supposed to.
So the guarantee is the price that's in the motion here?
Yes. Plus 9% or 0.9% per year, so less than 1% increase per year.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Purcell.
How is the guarantee backed? If Green goes away, that's the part I still struggle with. So if Green goes away, something happens, they go out of business, whatever. Who's going to allow us to pay the 2.85 cents?
Mr. Childress, I'll explain that a little bit better.
So you have a contract with Green saying that you're going to pay 0.0285. So if it depends on, I guess, what happens, the contract could be sold off to a financier who would be under a full obligation to honor the provisions of the contract. In the case, let's say that Green goes away, and we've had some discussion about that, we were able to secure what we call this abandonment language. So if They go away. You don't hear from them. The solar field is not meeting the obligations. They're not billing you, you know, which I think would be a – it's how they get paid. So, I mean, I think that would be a pretty big mistake. But they're not billing you. You have the right after a year to notify them of the fact – you know, keep in mind, they haven't billed you now for a year if they've gone away and nobody steps in. But then you would have that right to, in a year, send out notification of abandonment. And then they have, in 10 days later, I think it is, you can send out another notification.
Yeah, just so the board's aware, I brought Jim Webb, who's actually the guru that's been doing all of this legwork. He's here. So if you guys have legal questions for him regarding the contract, he's the one to ask. So he's the one that's done the negotiations back and forth. I don't know if many of you know Jim, but he came tonight. So that way, if you guys had questions, you could ask him directly.
And thank you, Jim, for your hard work on this. I know that you spent many, many hours getting this reviewed, and we're appreciative.
Well, thank you, Chairman. And just to go to Chris's point on that, if it's been abandoned for a year, the board sends two notices, each with a 10-day grace period. If they don't hear anything within 10 days, then the board can essentially take ownership of the system at no cost and run it.
Thank you.
Ms. Hendricks?
So, at the end of the day, if they abandon the field, it's not sold to someone else who has to honor that contract, in which case we're in the same position we were before. But in the event they abandon the field, and it's truly abandoned, it's gone through process and it's truly abandoned us, for the cost of maintaining the field, we now gain 100% of the energy at no other cost to us. Correct?
Yeah, that's the way the contract's written, is the county would have ownership of it and can do with it as they wish.
So for the cost of maintaining it, we would have all the electricity generated off of it for our use at no additional charge?
Correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. Next item, may I have a motion to approve a 25-year land lease with GRNE Solar?
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Kellogg. Discussion. Mr. Purcell.
Is this for the north parcel?
No, this is related to the power purchase agreement. They go hand in hand. It couldn't be just one large agreement. They needed to be two separate agreements. So they work together. Without this one, the power purchase agreement doesn't work. They're dependent upon each other.
So we have nothing on the agenda for the north parcel?
Correct.
Correct.
Can we discuss this after this vote?
I think it should be probably other business.
Well, I'm just curious what's going on with that.
We can get an update on it.
We'll explain it.
Okay, that's on.
Let's stay
where we're at here, and we'll come back to that.
Yeah, Ms. Johnson.
Yeah, and just for clarification, you're just voting on the land lease for the option A that's there that you guys had discussed before. And Mr. Weiss just wanted me to make sure that you are aware, for at least 10 years, there is no out in this contract. So just so the board's aware, you know, we tried to negotiate some type of a provision that in the event that you need this land for whatever reason, that you would have an out provision. For 10 years, you have no out provision. So he just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of that before you took your vote.
Mr. Purcell.
So I appreciate that. That's a real, real good point. The question, at least one of the questions I would have, is regarding the out. That doesn't mean we won't see the savings, correct?
Yeah, that
okay.
Doesn't impact.
So if we wanted to use the land for something else,
yep.
Okay.
You'll have to find
that's
somewhere
fine.
Else
I don't
in the next 10 years to do that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Davidson.
And the other reason we're going with the 10 or the 11th year, we could afford to buy them out and take it over ourselves if we so choose any time, but it's got to be after the 11th year. Or 10th year, whichever one you want to, however you want to spell it. If further boards, future boards want to take it over and control it, there should be enough money saved that we could afford to buy it out.
We're not going to need that land in 10 years.
But that was one of our other options we originally went with.
Mrs. Gilmore?
Can I just make a comment?
Of course.
So I want to thank Jim Webb and Leslie, too, because when we talked about this before, I didn't think we were ready to vote on it because we didn't have a legal review, and I really appreciate all the work that your office has done to help us to get a good contract, and, you know, that's something that's going
to
be good for the
Thanks
county.
Thanks to Leslie, too, yes.
Good for everybody.
Thanks, Judy. Good point. Roll call.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Thank you. Now, to Mr. Purcell's point, Mr. Davidson, do you have an update?
I'll turn that over to
Mr. Childers.
Chris at this time.
So in the we heard the feedback from the board about not thrilled about the dollar amount on the north field at $8,000 a year. I mean, could we get to do a better job? One of the concepts we had all along was potentially talking to Rush Copley, where they would potentially be willing to pay more on a lease for that field because they could derive higher benefit. Because if we can connect behind the meter for them, they're going to have significant savings. I reached out to Kirk Cruzy at Rush. They're interested, and I hope to yet meet with him this week to deliver with him a proposal. Under that proposal, I'm doubling the amount that you would get at around $16,000 a year. That would derive about $35,000 a year of benefit for them. You know, I don't know how they'll feel about it. I don't know if they're going to be willing to sign a 25-year agreement. Those are all things I plan to find out in short order. But the idea was, let's pull that off the agenda for now, see if we can maximize the value of that field further. If not, we'll come back to you with that proposal.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Davidson.
I know this has been a hectic period of time, and Judy, you're right. I'd like to thank everybody that's been involved with this. It's a lot of hours, a lot of weeks, a lot of guys putting up time, extra time. And I'd like to thank Leslie Johnson, Jim Webb, from the state's attorney's office. I'd also like the county board for what you've put up with and what we've gone around and argued many times over. Scott Kappel, I'd like to, our administrator, Jim Smiley, Matt Eismeyer, and Don Clayton. We got Chris and Andy Schumpf, excuse me if I pronounce it wrong, Schumel, and whatever, I'm not good at that anyway. But I'd like to thank everybody, and I want to also say, I want to make an apology to Leslie that I got a little rough one night discussing things.
No.
And I apologize, it wasn't meant sometimes the way it sounded. But
I appreciate that, thank you.
I really want to thank everybody for something I think that's going to benefit the citizens of the community. Thank you very much.
Well, as long as we're thanking people, Bob, we need to look right back at you as well, because you really went above and beyond, and you know, this doesn't happen if you didn't take the reins and take ownership on this. So thanks for all your effort to save the county, you know, some money here.
Not yet, we haven't.
We'll see it through. You got 6 months. New business. Standing committee reports. Law, justice, and legislation.
No report.
Finance Committee, Ms. Kulik.
I'd like to make a motion to approve claims in an amount not to exceed $914,977.18.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Prochaska. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Thank you. For the next item, Member Purcell has notified the chair that he intends to recuse himself, and we shall treat him as though he is not in the room.
for this discussion.
Do we get to talk about them?
Certainly.
I would like to approve coroner claims in an amount not to exceed $1,005.75.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Kellogg. Ms. Flowers, did you have anything you wanted to?
I do not. I was right. Making a joke at John's expense.
Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Okay. I'd also like to make a motion to approve the release of Finance Committee Executive Session Minutes from June 25th, 2015, March 16th, 2017, June 29th, 2017, December 14th, 2017, and February 27th, 2018.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Kellogg. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. Admin HR, Ms. Kulik.
Ready. Okay, I'd like to make the motion to approve the GIS Aerial Mission to Surdex Corporation in an amount not to exceed $29,500.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Kellogg. Is this the flyover?
This is the flyover.
And when's the last time that was completed?
2 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this less than what it
this
has
is
been?
Less than
I'm gonna say, I think that number is less.
New company.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it as admin HR with Don, and he's confident that this company can provide the same level of service that we've gotten with the other company at a better price. So,
great. Any questions?
It's also cheaper than bundling with other counties. They looked into that, and it was less expensive to do it this way than doing a flyover with other counties included. So,
Mr. Purcell.
Scott, I know you answered this question, or Don did, but I don't recall the answer. If we approve this tonight, when would the flyover take place?
We still want to be leaf off, so spring of this year, so soon.
It's probably in the next 30 days.
That'd be the goal.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Good. Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Thank you. Animal control, Ms. Flowers.
We met, and we are working on our dog running at large ordinance, and we are still developing that. And we will be meeting again at the end of this month.
Good. I had someone ask me about that the other day, so I'm glad
It's
moving along. Economic development, Ms. Hendricks.
We have no report at this juncture, but I would like to mention that we're withdrawing our minutes for correction. There's some information there that we think might be erroneous, so you can disregard them in your packet, and we'll fill you in on that next time.
Thank you. Committee of the whole, I do not remember what we talked about. Talked about the master service agreement for the FOIA. Did we end up voting on it? I think we voted on that.
Our first meeting for FOIA software today.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Good. How's it coming along?
It's great.
Good.
Good. Great team of people working on it.
And then
8 minutes? I'd like to FOIA those minutes.
We had a discussion with Chris Childress of Progressive Energy, and then we also discussed the HVAC system at the Public Safety Center.
Opioid litigation.
Oh, and opioid litigation. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the Standing Committee minutes with the exception of economic development?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All ayes. Special Committee reports, KenCom Executive Board, Ms. Gilmore.
Actually, John and I did not go that night because that was the same night as the special county board meeting.
Oh, okay. Mr. Keppel, were you? Oh, no, you were at the other KenCom meeting, right, yesterday?
I've met with KenCom a couple times, but I wasn't at the executive board meeting.
Got it. Housing Authority, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, on February 23rd, the Kendall County Housing Authority met. At that meeting, we approved our submission to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for our CMAP score. This year, we scored 130 out of 135, which is the same score we had last year. In order to try to get the perfect score next year, we are adjusting our, instead of quarterly checks, we're going to be switching to monthly checks on that. Also, the Kendall County Housing Authority wait list was opened for the first time in over 10 years on March 1st at 9 a.m. By 1:30 p.m. on March 1st, we hit our legal maximum. So wow. The wait list had to then be closed. Back to the CMAP score momentarily, we needed to achieve a score of 98% in the category that we were deficient in. We scored 95%.
Mm.
Beyond that, at the meeting, we did also want to reiterate our request for see if there's any possibility for additional space.
Thank you. Mr. Davidson, do you have a comment as to that?
You stole my thunder when my committee received a letter requesting additional space. So according to the rules and bylaws, for us to make an adjustment out there in that building, the board has to approve. You know, I got to see what we're looking at, but if we do a major adjustment out there, we need to make an approve that addition or space. So we'll be back to you with that coming up.
Thank you. Other questions on housing? Historic preservation, big meeting.
A big meeting, and we had reps from over 15 different historic preservation committees throughout our county. We received a lot of information from Plainfield on incentives that homeowners can use for their properties if they want to preserve their buildings. And we are exploring ways to partner with these organizations. Hopefully, we can kind of discuss partnering with them at different community events throughout the summer months. And we are also working on our ordinance. We're continuing with that. So.
Great. What's
the
next step?
But the meeting was wonderful. We got really good information.
Is there another step from here?
Pardon?
Are they going to meet again, or is there a follow-up step?
Well, we are going to be, kind of concentrating on really cooperating efforts with all of those committees. So.
Great.
That's good.
Any questions for Liz? All right. Moving along, nothing new under Chairman's report. Executive session, is there a need? Other business, citizens to be heard. You have 5 minutes.
Right, I won't need 5 minutes. Todd Miller in Yorkville. I commend the board on moving this solar field initiative forward. The conversation I wanted to ask for Jim out there in the hall was he had discussed, pledging our standby generator capacity to combat on peak days too. And he indicated to me, maybe you already know this, I didn't, that's been done. And so this projected $162,000 is probably over $200,000 because with that generator capacity we have, that's another $40,000 that you guys will receive on an annual basis for pledging the use of our generator. If ComEd calls up and say, hey, it's a hot day and we need more kilowatts, fire up those generators we got standing by for emergencies.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Questions from the press? Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
Eric Peterman from GRNE Solar. I just want to say thank you to the board. Thank you to the state's attorney's office for approving the solar project. I know there was a lot of work and hours that went into it. So we think it's going to be a great project for the county. We think it's going to save a lot of money, as you've seen. One thing that we do with large projects over a megawatt is we donate a 5-kilowatt solar system to the beneficiary of your choice. So something like the Forest Preserve or any other properties that you're interested in. It's about 20 solar panels, so happy to discuss further, but just wanted to make that notion to you and just thank you for the opportunity to work together.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you.
Any other citizens? All right. Questions from the press?
No questions.
All right. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
By Kulik, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're selling to us.